New from Coldplay, that's Lost. Of course, your man Christian O'Connell took two of our listeners to see Coldplay in Munich to mark the launch of our new radio station, Absolute Radio. And you can hear that entire concert and also bits that Christian recorded on the plane and whatnot, I'm guessing. Painting a picture, bit of a travel log. He has designs on Alan Wicker's job, I think. But that's happening. It's Wednesday night, so if you tune in at this time on Wednesday night, you can hear Coldplay's concert in Munich in its entirety. And this is ahead of them going on tour in this country. So if you're thinking, what is it been away for a while? What are they sounding like? Well, tune in Wednesday night at a full concert from Munich and Christian Connell as well. I think he's chatting to the band and whatnot. So tune in Wednesday night here on Absolute Radio. I'm Jeff Lloyd. This is my new home time show. I'm here with my fellow astronauts, Annabelle Port. Hello.
Hello.
Nelson Kumar. Hello.
Hello.
And I've got something for you now. So tomorrow night here in London, it's the Pride of Britain Awards. The Daily Mirror Pride of Britain Awards. It's a big annual event. It's going to be on the telly on ITV1 on Wednesday night. And it is just an incredible event. I've been lucky enough to be invited a few times in previous years, and it's just an amazing thing to go to. If you've seen it on the TV or you've read about it in the Daily Mirror, you'll know what I'm talking about, because you get people who've just maybe done great acts of heroism or bravery. They've overcome illness. You'll get people on stage, and it just humbles you to be hearing their stories of what they managed to achieve. Maybe they've saved another life, or maybe they've helped somebody who's been battling, or whole groups of people who've been battling against certain adverse situations, be it oppression or be it illness or those things. And you get these stories, and they come one after another, and it's just so moving, and you're in tears, and you're feeling humbled by the whole thing. Which I know sounds terrible, but there are a lot of celebrities there as well. Let me tell you, like, probably more than any other event, there are a lot of celebrities. I've got a list of people who've previously been. Sir Michael Caine, J.K. Rowling, Ewan McGregor, David and Victoria Beckham, Kylie Minogue, Dame Helen Mirren. And then he said Judy Dench, no sign of her. I don't think she can be bothered going.
Wasn't invited.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe she has, you know, but she's not on the list. Mirren takes priority on the list. Who else we got? Bono. Didn't mention the rest of you two. They don't seem as much into that kind of thing as Bono does. I have to be frank. Seems to me like he's the one doing all the humanitarian work. The rest of them just shrugging the shoulders and leaving him to it. Bit like when he first started wearing the daft hats and the sunglasses and having alter egos and stuff. It was like the rest of the band just ever so slightly detached themselves from that. And just, we'll leave him to it. I can't help but feel it's a bit like that with the humanitarianism as well. But it's an amazing event, star-studded, and you could be there. This is the reason I'm talking about this, because they've sorted out some tickets. Is it two tickets? Two tickets. You could be there, you and a friend. We won't make you go with a stranger. Although I would quite like that. Maybe, like, in future when we give away a pair of tickets, we'll break them up and give one to one listener and one to another, and they'll have to form a friendship.
And one day there'll be romance and there'll be the first wedding.
It'll be like the blind date wedding. We could have a home time show wedding. So, anywho, would you like to go to those Pride of Britain Awards in London tomorrow night? And I'm telling you something, you're at those awards, and it just makes you feel so insignificant. You think about what you've achieved in your life, and then you see these people on the stage, and it's just incredible. You feel humbled, which is a horrible feeling. But the food is brilliant. One year it was cooked by Gordon Ramsay.
Ooh.
Yeah. So would you like to be there at the Pride of Britain Awards? It's an amazing night. If so, all I'm going to say is what I need is a text message or an email from you. And in that, we need from you your name, a contact number, and then your favourite word. And then what we'll do is over the next while, we'll look at all the words that come in. And I don't know, Nelson, do you fancy choosing the word that you like the most?
Yeah.
So there you go. So text or email in your name, your telephone number. You don't need to text in your telephone number. It'll pop up automatically. It's clever like that. And your favourite word. If you want to text it in, it's 81215. That's 81215. Or email it in through the website, absoluteradio.co.uk/hometime. Oh, here's a fantastic record. This is Beck and Loser.